Hey everybody, welcome back to Broken to Barbell. This is Tanner.
This is Sam.
And this is Carly.
And today, we can't remember, but we think we haven't recorded since Carly went to Las Vegas. So we're going to talk about it because Carly told me specifically we're not going to talk about it. So, Carly, give us an update.
Yeah, so the last time we recorded was right before I left for Nationals in Vegas. And everything went great. I broke four state records. I qualified for Worlds, but I'm not going. It was awesome. It was a really good experience. There was a lot of really strong women and men there. Shout out to Ryan Selly and Lisa Barsum. Lisa coached me the whole time I was out there. Ryan was like sending her stuff to tell me while I was prepping for the lifts and whatnot. So it was just overall a really great experience. I'm really glad it's over. It was just super nerve-wracking. Like, I don't know, my body needs a break, but on to the next one. I'll probably compete again in December in West Virginia, so it'll be a lot closer.
Thank you to our sponsors, Broken to Barbell, sponsored by Selly's Fitness.
Always gotta find Selly's. No. Anyway, on a different note, today we did the Out of the Darkness Suicide Prevention Walk at Highmark Stadium in Station Square, and I just want to give a shout out to everyone that was involved. Joey Reed, Andrew Twigg, Katie Plummer, Mallory, Jace, Sam and Tanner, obviously, Scott Stegman. Am I missing anyone from today?
Yeah, you are. And as I was thinking about it,
Steven,
did you say Andrew?
Yeah. Anyway,
I think I'm missing somebody.
I forgot Leah. Sorry. Yeah, there it Joey is. And yeah. Leah. Sorry. God, all of you that shared the link and posted about it online, we really appreciate it. It's obviously a hard subject to talk about, but as long as we're talking about it, it's at the front of everyone's mind. So thank you for your support. The link will be open in our bio on Instagram through the end of the year. So if you're interested in donating, just go through that link. And today we have a guest, Brooks from Arsenal Strength. So Brooks, I'll let you go ahead and give a little bit of your background.
As we always say, special guest. Tell us about yourself.
Thanks for having me, guys. Yeah, my name is Brooks Fury. I'm the owner of Arsenal Strength. Sorry, we've been in Lawrenceville for about 4 years. So Pittsburgh, born and raised. That's about it.
Awesome.
Pretty much sums it up.
Like, what's your background?
So, like I said, Pittsburgh, born and raised. Grew up in Highland Park. Played lacrosse pretty much my whole life. Played lacrosse in college, too. When I was in college and graduating from college, my family owned restaurants for the longest time. So we had a couple in Shadyside. We like the Elbow Room, Bites and Brews, Buffalo Blues.
Oh.
Yeah, those were all my dad's places. So I was in the restaurant industry for a long time. I mean, pretty much my entire life before opening the gym.
Okay.
And that's what I did right after college for about like a year and a half, 2 years before opening Arsenal.
Did you go into school with that in mind?
Sort of. I went to school mostly to play lacrosse. Like,
gotcha.
I don't think I would have gotten through without it. But I was a communications major in college. So didn't really go in with like a restaurant degree in mind. But kind of like always thought the restaurants were what I was gonna do with my life.
Okay.
Yeah, but that changed pretty
drastically. Yeah. yeah, because I just now see that the buildings over there where Elbow Room was, they're now leased again.
Yes. Yeah,
so they're starting to empty them out, but that's all I know.
They are. There's a new bar going into like the old Elbow Room space, like what was like the old Elbow Room, mm-hmm. 1947 tavern. There's something new going in there, which would be really cool.
Yeah
that's
I'm just excited that it's not poor Harris Grill's not there anymore.
Yeah.
Are they not rebuilding?
They are, but it's gonna take a long time.
Aww.
Yeah,
I mean, you can only burn down so many times before insurance stops giving you money.
Yeah.
It burnt down more than once.
It's like the third time it's burned down.
I didn't
it's literally
know that.
Like, yeah, third or fourth in its lifetime. Yeah.
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 That sucks.
Well, and that's so they
maybe there shouldn't be
they remodel they get a new they get a remodel every time. So
they said that they would reopen as soon as they could, but the fact that they had just spent all of their capital opening the downtown location, they didn't have any money to put back into Shadyside.
Oh, yeah.
So they had to wait for the insurance claim to come through.
Yeah.
And again, how many times are you going to burn down before they are like, yo, clean out your air vents?
Yeah.
Stop throwing cigarettes in the trash.
Yeah.
So does your family still have restaurants?
We do not. We are totally out of it. So my dad sold Buffalo Blues was the last one. We sold it I want to say like 3 or 4 months after I opened Arsenal.
Okay.
So it's kind of a funny transition time as far as like my dad being a restaurateur and an entrepreneur for like 25, 30 years to phasing out of his career and then me starting mine.
Okay.
So I'm sure having him as like a restaurant owner and whatnot helped with you opening Arsenal. Did he help at all or you do it all on your own?
He definitely helped. I mean, there was a million valuable lessons growing up and being around it. When I first got the keys to Arsenal and its current location, I like signed my lease and I called my dad and I was like, hey, you got to come down here, check it out. Like super stoked. And when we first got that building, it's like the lights didn't work. The roof was leaking way worse than it is right now.
Yeah.
And it just looked like a total disaster because it was a an old dog stop. So there was pet hair everywhere. There was a room full of shit. Like in the back,
the shit room,
like it was
shit storage.
It was terrifying. And my dad walked in. He like looked around and goes, "What in the fuck did you do?" And I was like, "This is the last thing I need right now."
It like, seemed like a good idea at the time.
Yeah, I was like, "I just need positivity and support. You gotta go."
And you were probably pretty young, right?
Yeah, so. I mean, I was like 24 at the time, 24, 25.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you completely built it from the ground up, and now Arsenal's like thriving.
Well, from the shit up.
Yeah, from the shit
up. Room
literally
up.
From the shit up.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I actually started Arsenal in my parents' garage.
Okay.
Yeah, so when I got home from college, I like bought some fitness equipment, put it in my parents' garage, was training myself, and then a couple neighborhood kids who were like middle school age, and they were playing lacrosse, so I was training them specifically to help with lacrosse.
Mm-hmm.
And then we transitioned into a space in Club One on Penn Avenue. It's like across the street from the Giant Eagle Shakespeare. So we were there for about a year before I found Arsenal next to Hop Farm and signed the lease for down there.
Okay. So were you specifically into CrossFit when you were in your parents' garage?
Yes.
Is that what that was about?
Yeah. So I got into CrossFit because of my mom. So I was finishing up my freshman year of lacrosse, and I was coming home, and I obviously needed a way to stay in shape throughout the summer. And she was like, hey, you have to come try this CrossFit thing with me. And I was like, all right, cool. So I went one time to CrossFit Pittsburgh when it was on Washington Boulevard, got hooked, and then, I mean, I think I lived there, like, at that gym the entire summer.
Nice.
Yeah, because it was life-changing, you know?
Yeah.
I think, within 3 months of that summer, I was like, okay, like, this is what – I don't think I knew exactly the context it was going to take, but I was like, this is something that I want to do with my life.
So, okay, so you do that at what was it called, CrossFit One?
CrossFit Pittsburgh. Yeah.
So then you go – was it then, like, the fall into the winter? You're like, okay, I'm going to do it in the garage now?
Yeah, so we – when I got home – I was working at the restaurant, so it was just way easier for me to have a bunch of equipment in the garage.
Yeah.
Because when you're working the restaurants, it's like, okay, you get there at 3.
Sam knows what's up with that.
Yeah.
Equipment in the garage.
Yeah. It's nice. It's fun until winter rolls around and it's free. You have a space heater out there and worry about burning it down. Yeah, but it was really nice having like just the convenience of having something in the garage.
Yeah. So then what next? What happened after that?
After we signed the lease, we had about a month to get things ready, open it up, and just started having our first classes. You know, it was like,
what got you to that point though? That was like, oh, I'm gonna open my own business.
Having the experience and seeing it, you know, growing up.
Okay.
Like I knew I've never had a real job in my life, like ever, and I knew that I'd be terrible at having a real job. Like it wouldn't benefit me or anybody else.
Love
for me to be like gainfully employed. So I knew that I always wanted to do something on my own. Again, I just always I thought it was going to be the restaurants for the longest time growing up, and then just being in a couple years in the restaurant, I just realized that it wasn't for me. I mean, just it's a tough industry. You know, I think we were talking about Lou. I think Lou, you know, talks about as well how it's just like it's just draining emotionally, mentally, physically, all the issues that come with it. So I just wanted something different, you know, just a different lifestyle choice. Didn't want to work every weekday night, weekends, miss things like that. Because, you know, if you're in the restaurant industry, you're working while everyone else is at the times having fun.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's like, if you want to see like your friends are trying to hang out on the weekend, it's like, no, I have to work. Like,
I'm in the office. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. So definitely wanted to get away from that.
Yeah. So you opened, you said, what was that, 4 years ago about?
Yeah, just about 4 years ago, so 2015.
Okay. So then, tell us about that, like, growing it and, like, making it bigger and...
Yeah,
how did that start? Yeah, how did you get customers, all that kind of stuff?
That's a good question. I was like, when we first opened for the first class, I was like, I hope people are going to show up for this one. And one person showed up for our first actual class there. It was like 6:30 a.m. They didn't even send an email. They were coming. Her name was Camille Webb, and she was member number one.
Love it.
And then quickly afterward, Nick Orsborne. I don't know if you know.
Yeah.
You know Nick? Nick was number two, and he's still there. So it's just awesome. there was this really good group of kind of just organic people coming through the door. We had not, I mean, I did a little bit of Facebook advertising, you know, some like flyers on cars and things like that, but nothing too sophisticated.
So then, how big was that at your previous location? How big did you grow that?
So at the location that we are at now, we're up to 200 members.
Okay.
Yeah. So we went from, I think I had two members that came with me from Club One when we opened up. And then, again, I think by the end of our first summer, we probably had about 30 members or so.
Awesome.
Yeah, which is good. Enough to give you some momentum and give you some confidence.
Yeah.
Well, especially when from, like, what you were doing, too, that kind of grassroots movement, like... Here it is. The doors are open.
Yeah.
You build it and they will come mentality, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
And Jenny was an OG.
Jenny?
Really?
Yeah,
Jenny was an OG.
Like within, how soon did Jenny go?
Jenny was in one of the first on-ramping groups.
Yeah,
in
she
July.
Really? Yeah.
Yep.
That's awesome. For those of you who don't know, Jenny is Carly's cousin. So
yeah,
that's,
shout out Jenny.
Yeah.
And now Jenny's coaching.
I saw that.
Jenny's
yeah.
been coaching with us for about a year now. So it's great, you know, especially like with her, someone who's been with us since the very beginning.
Mm-hmm.
It's like she understands our values. She understands like what the gym is about, what the culture is. So she was just a perfect fit to start coaching.
To step up to that
yeah,
level. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, and her work ethic is like unmatched too. Like she's not only is she strong as hell, but like no one's going to outwork Jenny at anything.
Yeah.
Well, so I just started going to Orange Theory, just something different, switch it up.
Yeah.
And I don't think I could ever be the kind of person to be a leader in a group training like that. I just don't think it's in me. Like, cause just hear it, like they're like on the headset, like, yeah, 15 seconds. And I was like, I just don't know if that's a me. I'm probably better up here on the treadmill in these moments.
So I'm not sure that CrossFit classes are really like that, though. Like,
we're less of the spin instructor and more.
But like, they're like in and among them, like helping them out.
Well, yeah, but I mean, you still get the leader mentality in those moments. I don't know if that's me. Because especially like my Spartan training guy, Frank.
Yeah.
That guy's another species. He's not human. Like, I don't think I could do it.
So, Brooks, whenever you opened in your current location, were you the only coach? Did you have other coaches?
I was the only coach for about 3 months. I knew that getting coaches was going to be like the first thing on our priority list just to free up some time so I could focus on bigger picture stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So we waited about 3 or 4 months before we brought on our first coach. Which was her name was Laura Shepherd, and she was great. I mean, she's still one of the best coaches that we've ever had there. So I feel like I got super lucky because her and her boyfriend at the time moved here from California and just walked in, and it was just like a perfect match.
I think I remember her.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then also, so he knows Dion. So Dion. Oh,
okay.
And,
yeah,
so
Dion and Megan were like OG members
love
too.
That.
Yeah.
That's actually how I met Dion and Megan was at Arsenal.
At Arsenal.
Because there was like a very small stint there where I went to Arsenal.
Yeah.
But no, I remember. Yeah.
A couple months with Jenny. Yeah, those were the days. God, it's like a whole lifetime ago.
It seems like it. It really does.
So now Brooks built Arsenal up from the ground up, literally. And at the end of this month, you guys are moving.
Yeah. Monday, August 26th, we are moving into our new facility, which is going to be exciting. It's been like an 18-month process, which has been... highly stressful to say the least.
Yeah.
So I'm very excited to like really it's fun now, you know, like the construction's done, we're done with like the permitting and the city and things like that, so it's just us going in and creating the environment and putting everything together. So like right now it's enjoyable, and this week when we get in there it's going to be fun too.
So why did you decide to move facilities?
So our building got bought by Hot Farm, and they're going to expand into our space. And whenever they bought the building, they let us know that, like, hey, you know, when your lease is up in the next 2 to 3 years, we're not going to renew you. So it was nice of them to let me know up front, and we had plenty of time to find a new home. And simultaneously, my former landlords bought the old car wash building, which we're moving into on Butler Street, and said, hey, we'll just move you down here. So it was a pretty seamless transition from that. There wasn't a lot of looking around trying to find spaces, because I'm sure as Jake from True Believer and Ryan Selly can attest mm-hmm. to right yeah. now, like, it's getting to be slim pickings in Lawrenceville, especially for like big industrial yeah. spaces where you can do like you can run any sort of fitness. Like, definitely tough to come by and getting super expensive.
Yeah,
I think when Ryan was looking at places, he checked out the space beside your new one.
Him and Jake both did, and I was like, fingers crossed that we all end up in this building, because that would be amazing, because it would make my life way easier. So like when I'm going to True Believer, like, I don't have to, you know, rush and get into class. I can just like walk next door. So very yeah. selfishly, yeah. I was like, can we please make this happen?
I don't think it was big enough. I think that's what Ryan said. Well, big enough for both.
It would have been weird for it would have been a little bit awkward for both.
Yeah.
It's a very unique space, because I mean, it's an old car wash. So half of it's like opened up and very long and very narrow. And then the other half is like these bays, like literally just like garages, which we found some use for, but it would have been difficult for those guys.
That would have been interesting.
So what all does Arsenal offer? So like, we know you got the CrossFit classes, but there's also like boot camp type.
Yeah, so we pretty much offer three services. We have group classes, personal training, and nutrition services. And within that, we have multiple offerings as far as group classes go. You can do CrossFit. We have a boot camp class, all offered under one membership. So it's really nice. You can like really explore a lot of different avenues of fitness.
So once you get the membership, like, how do you go about signing up for that stuff? Like, just walk in, or how do you do it?
So we do it a little bit differently. We ask everyone to schedule what we call like a no sweat intro online, because we want to have the opportunity to sit down, meet with people, understand their goals, like figure out like what they're going to be most comfortable with. You
gotcha.
Know, we can't. I mean, one, CrossFit can be intimidating for a lot of people to start, so mm-hmm. we want to make sure that they're feeling comfortable the moment that they walk in the door. And you never know what somebody needs. You know, a lot of times they come in, they're like, I think I want to do group classes, but I'm not sure if I'm comfortable starting in this area just yet. I might need some personal training, something like that. Kind of get the vibe of the gym, start to understand the community a little bit before I jump full head of steam in.
So you do the no sweat intro, and then there's also an on-ramp?
There is an on-ramp, yeah. So we've actually changed it recently with the addition of our boot camp classes. So people come in now, and they have to do 4 personal training sessions before they can go into CrossFit classes. That way we can teach you proper technique, not just like throwing you to the wolves day one and be like, figure it out.
Yeah.
So we have them do 4 personal training sessions within their first 2 weeks, and we also encourage them to do like 2 to 3 boot camp classes a week during those first 2 weeks. So that way they're not only like, they're getting the personal training and the foundation that they need for CrossFit, but they're also getting to experience some group settings, right? Going to the boot camp classes that are a little bit – they're not easier or harder. They're just different, right? There's no barbells or anything like that. So it's a little bit easier for people to just kind of walk into and feel comfortable with right away.
Cool.
And are those the Just Get Fit?
Those were, we used to call them Just Get Fit. Okay. Yeah. Now we just call them Boot Camp and Express Boot Camp.
Okay, cool. And so Express is what, like a shortened?
Yeah, Express is a half hour class, which is, it's perfect. Like, I've loved it like over the past month myself, because like with moving the gym, like working out just hasn't, it's always a priority, but it's been tough to get in. And like being able to just go to like a half hour class during, you know, in the evening, when I can't fit in a full hour one, has been hugely helpful for me.
Mm-hmm. Do you, is there anything else? Like, do you offer anything else on site there at Arsenal?
No, just those three services.
Just those three?
Yeah, just those three services, yeah.
But
yeah.
They have a chiropractor on site.
We do have a chiropractor on site.
Where does he come in?
Dr. Grant.
Yeah.
He's like the official doctor of Arsenal Strength.
How do you say his last name?
I have no idea. Her Boscovich.
I'll ask him one day. Huh. I thought maybe you'd know.
No, I just call him Dr. Grant.
Carly, you go to this chiropractor, right?
Yes.
Tell us more.
Yeah.
So I hurt my back playing softball like 3 weeks ago, a month ago, I think. And I like couldn't even walk for like 2 days. I'm like, okay, what the fuck? How the fuck am I gonna work out next week? And then I like, so I heard it on a Saturday, and then I deadlifted on a Sunday, and that was a huge mistake. By Monday, I could barely move. So Jenny was like, hey, you should look up Dr. Grant. He's an on-site chiropractor at Arsenal. Like, come in and he can fix you up. So so I go in and he's huge. So he does strongman competitions. Like, if
he's like 6'5", 6'6".
He's oh, a big
and
dude.
He's like big.
And he's
gotcha.
Like 300 pounds, but not like a fat 300 pounds. He
like
is
strong.
Built. Strong.
Yeah.
I saw the pictures of him and I didn't know he was 6'5", but
he's
now
very
it's
tall.
Like, oh, that was 6'5".
But he's so quiet and he's so gentle.
Yeah, he is.
He's gentle
like a
giant.
He's a gentle giant. Yeah, so nice. So I go in, right, and I told him I had some issues with my hip because like my left hip has been bothering me like since I started powerlifting. And so he's like, after he like checks my back and whatnot, he's like, all right, sit up on the table. And he's sitting in his chair and I'm sitting on the table. And he's like, what stretches do you do for your hip? And so I like started to show him like the pigeon pose
on the table.
Right. I wasn't aware like they come unhinged, the chiropractor table. And so I'm doing the pigeon. I'm like up in the pigeon pose.
What is the pigeon pose?
Where like your front foot is crossed over, bent over, and then the other one's straight back.
Like that. Yeah. So you're up on the table doing that.
Doing that pose. Okay. And then all of a sudden, like chiropractor tables come unhinged so they can like move you, right?
Tilt back and forth.
Yep. Yeah. And then I started to fall like backward. Like, of course, it was flipping backwards and I fell off the table and it was like in slow motion and Grant was like, oh yeah, okay. And I'm just over there like dying as I'm falling. I like caught myself with my hands, kind of. It was really embarrassing. I like shot up and was like my face was beet red. I was like, oh my god, that was embarrassing. Like, thank god we got that out of the way.
Luckily it's in the back of the gym. Like, nobody can see you back there.
So
that
like,
was the shit room. That was the dog shit room.
Oh, great. Yeah. Great. So that was a Wednesday night, and then I didn't go back to him until Monday.
Did you tell Dr. Grant?
No, but I need to.
Well, I went in on Monday, and I'm like, Grant, honestly, like, I've been thinking about falling off your table all week. And he was like, well, if it makes you feel any better, like, two other people have done it this month. So apparently the table's like broken and he ordered a new one, but I have like a habit of falling and tripping and doing like the most embarrassing possible thing ever. So yeah, it was kind of hard to bounce back from that one, but here we
are. Yeah, I had like back pain for like a month and a half and stretching, working out, nothing was helping. And I went to the chiropractor and he cracked my back once and it was done.
You're fixed. Healed.
I went two more sessions because it would kind of work its way back in, and
yeah,
I've been fine since then. So shout out to chiropractors.
Yeah, I mean, we want to have Grant on to talk about he even said like how in sports and whatnot now they're moving towards chiropractic work instead of pain medicine, so we want to have him on to talk about that.
Yeah, it's great, especially because Grant is in like strength sports.
Yeah,
you know, like he does strongman competitions. You know, some chiropractors you go to and they're like, what are you doing to yourself? Like, whether you're powerlifting, CrossFit, jiu-jitsu, doing anything hard, they're like, you got to settle down. Like, you can't do this. You know, Grant, like, doing all the stuff that we do, like, he can relate. And he's like, okay, it's like, just take it easy on this for a little bit until we get you fixed up.
Yeah.
But he's not, like, judging you.
He's like, okay, like, this is going to irritate your back here, but, you know, you can still do that.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah, which is really nice and very helpful.
And, like, that was the thing, because I thought I needed to go to an orthopedic for my hip, but, like, I didn't want to go to them because I felt like they would have been like, quit squatting, quit deadlifting, you know, like all the things I didn't want to hear. And so, like you said, like he's in strength sports. So it was nice to go to him because I knew he wasn't going to be like, quit powerlifting. Like, don't do that ever again. Cause he does it. So
he gets it.
Yeah.
So yeah, look up Dr. Grant. I think his Instagram handle is like Big Cairo or
Big
something.
Big Cairo.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm going to follow just for the handle. Yeah.
So anyway, back to Arsenal and CrossFit and everything. With the move, Brooks, you said you were stressed out. So like, just to tie in the mental health, like, can you talk a little bit about like how you were feeling, like if you ever felt like it was gonna open or like the waiting game, I guess.
Oh my gosh. It was the absolute, like, it's one of those things when you're dealing with this, like the city, construction, anything, it's like they'll tell you some things like just to make you feel comfortable, and none of it's really true at all. You know, I mean, we were supposed to be open
just so
January.
You're informed.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. They're like, yeah, we're going to work on this eventually. So it was definitely tough, especially just knowing that we were getting, like, once we were, like, we're getting towards the end of our lease, and it's like, hey, guys, like, we really need you to hurry this up because, you know, we might not have a home in a couple months if, like, if this isn't done. So I think that, like, that's the most, like, that's one of the most stressful parts, like, worrying about that. Because, like, when you do own a small business, like, a lot of people depend on you and your service. You know, I mean, the people, like, the couple employees we have who are full-time with us, you know, the members who enjoy working out there and things like that. So, I mean, I definitely felt a responsibility to make sure that we got it open and there wasn't any sort of lapse in business.
Well, yeah, I mean, the downtime is exactly what you don't want.
Exactly.
You're not making money, you know?
And that's like, I mean, at least for my mental health, like, I would have gone stir crazy. You know, I would have been just anxiety ridden the whole time. Just
and Arsenal's your full-time job, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, what kind of stress comes with owning your own business? Like, what's that day-to-day like?
I mean, luckily for me, I have a great team who supports us. You know, fitness. So this is what I talk to my dad about this all the time. You know, when you're in, like, the restaurant business compared to, like, fitness business or something like that, the people you have working there are often a little bit more reliable in the fitness business because they're worried about, like, bettering themselves, you know, getting their health down. They're doing it as a hobby. You know, the restaurant business, like, it can be a little bit sketchy sometimes, you know? So, like, you guarantee you that, like, somebody will not show up for a shift every single day. You know, it's like with me, like, I don't have to worry about that ever happening, which is not ever happening, but it very rarely happens.
It's a lot different mentality.
Exactly. Yes, for sure.
A, personal gain. B, restaurant.
Yeah.
Yeah. And with that, like, Jenny, I feel like Jenny tries to line it up so she'll, like, coach a class and then she'll do the next class after it or something. So, like,
she'll coach and then she'll work out.
Yeah. Yes. So, yeah. Like, the coaches are getting a workout in too. So,
yeah. Yeah. So, having a support staff like that is absolutely great. You know, so then for me, it's like my stresses are just okay, making sure that the bills are paid, the lights are on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All that stuff.
The shit rooms got cleaned out.
The shit room got cleaned out.
Laying around on the floor.
Seriously, like, that would only happen to me, but whatever. Can't even make it up. Meanwhile, I go into that appointment, like, afraid I was going to fart. And instead, I do a backflip off the stage.
Farting would have been better.
That
sure.
Makes it even better, though.
Anyway. So you said you have a good support system at the gym. And does Allie help out, your wife?
I'm trying to rope Allie into doing more.
Okay. Because
Allie is – I'm not detail-oriented or organized in any sense of the word. My wife is very organized and very detail-oriented. So she's been taking on more and more responsibility at the gym, which has been good. And she's really taking leadership of our boot camp program as well, because she began coaching that, I think, last year. So that's seen a lot of growth over the past few months since we launched the new program. And it's just been fun getting to work with her on a daily basis in the business.
Cool.
So you also have a nutritionist on site, on staff?
We do. So we have we work with a registered dietitian. She's in the Midwest, but she writes all of our nutrition programs for our clients. Then we have nutrition coaches who deliver the programs.
Okay.
Like, if you're going to be writing nutrition programs, you have to have a registered dietitian actually write the program rather than a nutrition coach who has the ability to deliver it.
Oh, okay, cool. So that they reach out, get it done, bring it back.
Exactly. Yes. Okay. Yeah, for
cool.
Sure.
Cool.
Yeah.
So what kind of meal plan do you follow?
I don't really follow anything super strict. I go through phases of making sure that I'm counting my macros, you know, just to make sure that I'm staying par, you know,
gotcha.
At least even. But we keep it pretty simple in our house. We really just try to eat whole foods as much as possible. You know, I'd say 90% of the time we're eating some whole foods, and then the other 10% we're doing whatever. But we don't say, like, okay, we're eating, like, strict paleo for the next 8 weeks, things like that. It's like we just want something to be sustainable.
Well, that's probably just a lot healthier too versus restricted. Is I'm on par. I'm good for the day.
Yeah.
You know, that's that.
It's taken a while to get there, I think, for me personally, you know, because there are so many – I mean, even just being in being like a fitness professional, there's so many options out there, you know, and I feel like the need to explore a lot of them, you know, is like, I'm sure a lot of people do too. So there's, it's like, oh, should I do this? Should I do keto? Should I do paleo? Like, do I need to count my macros? Like, how long should I be doing this? And people are like, whatever, like, don't eat bananas. Like, why not eat bananas? Like, you know, like, what's the reason behind this? Like,
do whatever, but don't eat bananas.
Yes.
Like, honestly, everyone says that. I eat bananas like twice a day.
Why? Why do people say that?
Aren't they high in like sugar? Exactly.
It's like they can be high in sugar. It's like, so don't eat five bananas, but just eat one.
Yeah, I was gonna, like my one banana for breakfast is really gonna tip me over the edge.
Yeah, exactly. So like once we kind of like get, like once I kind of gain the mental clarity of like, okay, stop overthinking how you eat and how you work out, like everything will work as long as you do it consistently.
Yeah.
I think that's like the biggest challenge we have with people is like trying to like get them to like slow down, be like, this isn't like, we're not going to fall fat, or just want like a healthy habit that's going to last you a lifetime.
A healthy habit, Domino's pizza.
Nothing wrong with Domino's pizza.
We just had Condado before we got
here. Yeah.
Oh, so good.
Domino's.
I feel like I've been on just a cheat month since Vegas.
It's been a rough month for us as well. It's been I mean, the summer you just travel, you know, there's so many parties and things like that.
The summer's the worst.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, Allie and I were talking about it last week. It's like, as soon as this move is done and we're back on our normal schedule, like, we're going back to like counting everything for 3 months again, just to kind of get us back in that groove.
Get back
like
on it.
Yeah, exactly.
Is that my fan that's making that click noise?
No,
what was that?
Your neighbor's doing some yard work.
Oh, okay. yeah, that's like winter. Like, I can't wait for it to happen because, like, once it's cold out, it's like, I don't want to go anywhere. I don't want to do anything. Like, as long as I have groceries, I can at least make pasta at home or something. Even though it's okay, fine, it's bad, but A, I'm not spending money. And then B, like, it's healthier than what I would eat out. So,
definitely.
Yeah.
Well, my problem in the summer is that I always have stuff going on like every Sunday, and Sundays are like my day to like go grocery shopping, meal prep, get it all done, and get ready for the week. But like, if I'm not getting home to like 6 p.m., I'm like,
yeah,
I'll get a salad at Earth tomorrow, and then that rolls into Tuesday, and then by the end of the week, I end up spending like $70 on meals for just lunch for the week. I'm like, I could have gotten all my meals for the whole week prepped in less than $70.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for probably 30 to 50,
so,
you know?
Yeah.
Max.
It's frustrating.
So this is like a total tangent. I don't like Earth because the name Earth makes me feel like there's dirt in my salad.
There probably is a little bit of dirt in their salad.
Well, I mean, there probably always is, but...
They have a new summer salad that I think you would like.
Okay, we'll go. I'll drag me
I
there.
Had it
I'll
last
go.
Week. I mean, also, it's like they're like $13 salads when you could make the same thing for five, under five. But I like Earth. Sorry if that was
take
a knock.
My money. No. I was just saying, yeah, it's a knock, but you're still showing up. So
yeah, I mean, I still support. But yeah, anyway, Sam, do you have anything for Brooks CrossFit related?
I just wanted to know, like, why CrossFit? Like, how, not how did you get into it, but like, how did you stick with it? Is it like a mental thing? Is it like an athlete thing? Because that's what I feel when I did CrossFit. Like, I like the athlete part of it.
It's so challenging and it's so different every day. And there's always going to be something you suck at, but then the next day you come in, there's going to be something that you're great at. You know, so it's like you have this balance of being able to be like thrive in one area, but then being kicked in the teeth the next day where you're like, man, I really suck at this and like need to keep going. So I think the challenge of it, the variety of it was huge. I mean, it definitely has the community setting is for me what sets it apart. You know, I think anything like that where you have that team mentality is going to be, it's going to be attractive to me. You know, it's one of the reasons, honestly, I really got into jiu-jitsu too. Because when I walked into True Believer, I was like, wow, like Jake has like the feel of that place is like much like the feel of Arsenal in the community. So like that vibe with me right away. Yeah.
So like to that end, even with, so like, you wouldn't think like a gym like Selly's would be like community based, you know what I mean? But like it's been closed for the last month and a half and we're all displaced and we're like needing our people, you know? Like,
yeah, for sure.
I like haven't seen Ryan in over a month and I'm like, I miss him, you know, like it's just weird, like because CrossFit, it is huge about the community. Everything's about the community aspect and whatnot. But like, I feel the very same way with Sally's and True Believer. Like, it's truly like
I
a family.
To explain people like fitness in general, because I do just strict bodybuilding. And even though I see the same people every single day and I talk to them every day, and it's just like, I'm going in there to see the people that are my people. We're all doing the same thing. No one cares what you're doing, what you look like. Like, we're just there to be better.
Yeah.
And it's like, if you're not in that yet, you don't kind of understand that feeling, but it's there.
And especially if you're in a community where everyone's welcoming and nice to each other, and then you're willing to suffer and put yourself through some sort of pain and hard work next to these people, like, you're going to form a relationship.
It's like Spartan. It's like, oh, God, I don't want to go, but at least I'll get to see A, B, C, D, you know? Like, it's like, they'll be there tonight.
Yeah, exactly,
And, like, I feel like everything's going to be intimidating, but, like, you got to just take that leap and try it, you know, because, like, it could just change your life.
Yep. But that's know.
If anybody gets the chance to listen to me and Carly, did we talk about True Believer before Jake's podcast, or was it after Jake's
so
podcast?
So we did the class
after
we
the podcast
interviewed him.
So the episode after Jake's podcast, whatever that is,
I think it was Lose.
Was it Lose?
Yeah.
So that's, we're talking about our class, and me and Carly are like out in the parking lot texting each other, like, just choke me out and leave me in the parking lot.
I was like, terrified. Like, I literally all day my heart was beating so fast, like getting ready for that first jiu-jitsu class.
Yeah,
because like,
well, and I mean, there's just so many people and you're learning the basics at that point. It went so fast, and it was, like, actually really entertaining, and Carly choked Lou out, so that was also fun.
I almost killed Lou, I, like, could not let go. I don't know what was going on. Like, something snapped.
Her eyes glazed over.
It's so funny. Like, jiu-jitsu immediately made me a better CrossFitter.
Why is that?
Because I had the realization that I was like, man, I can go so much harder and longer than I think, because, like, in CrossFit, if you're just working out and, like, you get a little tired, you're like, just stop for a minute and put this down and breathe. But like jiu-jitsu, when you're fighting someone, like there's 5 minutes or 6 minutes, you're not stopping. Like if you stop, you're going to get choked out. Like, and you don't want that. So it's like when you're really held to the fire like that and you're forced to keep going, like when you have the option of stopping, you're like, should I really stop now? Or like, can I keep going?
I like that. That's why I like group classes, because you got somebody yelling at you, keep going.
Yeah.
And I don't listen to myself, which is usually saying,
we don't yell, we just silently judge. We just make eye contact and we're like, yeah.
It's like, okay, I see you looking at me, I better keep going.
Well, Brooks, thanks for coming on, talking all about Arsenal Strength.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys. I really appreciate it.
If you guys want to look up Arsenal Strength on Instagram, that I think the handle is just Arsenal Strength, right?
Just Arsenal Strength. It's actually – so there's us and there's Arsenal Strength, the fitness equipment company that's based in, like, Knoxville, Tennessee, I think. Yesterday, they sent The Rock, like Dwayne Johnson, a piece of equipment. He was thanking them on Facebook. Mistakenly tagged us.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So add Arsenal Strength on Facebook and Instagram.
That's awesome.
Love it.
Yeah. Well, good luck with the move and everything. I'm excited to see the new space.
Yeah. Definitely have you guys all down. It'd be great to
absolutely
get work out
together cool.
for sure. Yeah.
Absolutely. Broken to Barbell on the road. We'll have to go do a walk.
Love it.
Yes. That'd be great. You take one of Jenny's classes too.
Yeah. That'd be perfect. Oh, that'd be cool.
Yes. Actually, that would be a ton of fun to take Jenny's class.
We're doing it. We'll wait till you're in the new space. Then we'll
please. Yeah, for sure. It's going to be great having you guys.
Oh, my headphones are stuck under my chair. Okay, there we go. Yeah, awesome. Again, thanks everybody who helped with Out of the Darkness Suicide Prevention Walk. Whether you donated or you walked with us, that was really awesome. Stay tuned. I know we did the sale on the Pride Love series, and we'll have an update with that once we interview our therapist from the Persat Center, who we were going to donate money to. And what else?
That'll be next month, right?
Yeah, I think so. She wants to do September.
Sweet.
Yeah.
I think that's it. I don't have anything.
Housekeeping.
Housekeeping things. All right. Ready to say goodbye?
Yep. Yeah.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.